either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, for a few sessions now we have been covering the beautiful name that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to His beloved Nabi. And that name is Muhammad. Just to give you an example, how beloved this name must be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a group of companions came to him, and they said to him that, O Nabi of Allah, we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they made this declaration and they said that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, verses of the Quran were revealed. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. And this is talking about the most elite Sahaba, that say to them, if they claim that they love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then they must love you and your sunnah. فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Now if the sunnah is also so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what about the name that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to His beloved Nabi? So this name is a chosen name by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have heard of a great man, Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. He was a boxing legend. His name is Muhammad Ali, who passed away. I think he was 72 years of age. What a da'i, what a man, what a great man he was. He feared no one. And what a lover of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam he was. That a boxing legend that he was, not only just in boxing, but an ambassador for generally all the sports, and wherever he went, everyone would listen to him. He would pull the crowd. So when they told him that we want to put your name on the Walk of Fame corridor that is there in Hollywood, where you have the names of all of these great actors and sports personalities who are very, very famous, where you have your name written on this floor tile with a star. And so you have so many people visiting that area, and they take pictures, and it's a privilege for you to have your name there. So they came to him and they said to him that, Muhammad Ali, we also want to put your name. We also want to put your name. A man who was not shy. A man who was not shy. He said, I'm afraid that would be very difficult, because I bear the name of the greatest human being. What did he say? I bear the name of the greatest human being. I am Muhammad Ali, but Muhammad Ali, my name Muhammad, is after the greatest Nabi. And I would never allow anyone to walk on that name, which is the most beautiful and the greatest name that Allah has saved for His Nabi. And so he refused. I don't want my name to be there. But then he also said, if you want a means of dawah, then have the name not on the floor but on the wall. Dunya jhukti hai jhukane wala chahiye. Today we are scared of everybody. Dunya jhukti hai jhukane wala Shahiye. And he said, no, if you want my name, put it, you know, on the wall. And this is exactly what had happened. That today when you go, it is perhaps only his name, Muhammad Ali, that you can see that is on the wall. And the reason why it's there, because it is the name of our beloved Nabi, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Mujtaba, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Little adab that you show, little adab that you show, respect that you show, sometimes that can be your ticket to Jannatul Firdaus. Your ticket to Jannatul Firdaus. Showing adab to your beloved Nabi Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Mujtaba sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very particular when it came to names. He had given names to his goats, horses, camels, even the swords, inshallah. This again is another topic. If Allah wills, we will cover that. And anybody who came with a name that was strange, he would change it. Remember, he was the most intelligent and the most intellectual in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your name is your identity. Be proud of it. And it must have this Islamic connotation to it. Today, I met somebody and I said to him, brother, what's your name? He said to me, Amy. Kya kehta hai? Main kaha, Amy? And then another brother said, Amir. Main kaha, bhai, hushyar. What you want to be gorified? Ab you, your name is Amir. Who are you? Why do you want to pronounce it Amy? Amir. This is the problem with us, my respected brothers. The name that Allah gives us, beautiful names, we want to give it, you know, this accent, Western accent. It sounds a bit different. Your name is Amir, it is Amir. Make sure people open their mouth. Teach the world how it should be pronounced. Be proud of who you are. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very proud of the deen that he brought with. That is why I was looking into some of the history kitabs, that when some of the Sufiya that came to India, especially in Gujarat, and Rajasthan, that area, many of the people had embraced Islam because of the Sufi sect and groups that were there, Sufi Awliyaullah that were in India. Very pious people. Very pious people. And so many had embraced Islam. So many of them did not change their names even after embracing Islam, but they were Muslims. And they carried the surname as Desai, Thakur, and also there was another surname that I read in this kitab, Chaudhary, Thakur, Desai. And what had happened, it is written that in certain communities with the youth, their iman was a bit weak, and a bit of dawah was given to them by the kufr that was there, that look, this is your surname, this is who you really were. And immediately they turned back to the religion of their forefathers. So that is why your name is very important. And you will see that shaitan always like to spoil the name. Muhammad Mehmet. Muhammad Mehmet. Again, this is from shaitan. How can Muhammad be Mehmet? Muhammad is Muhammad. So your name is your real identity. Pronounce it properly. Abdullah, Abdul Rahman, Muhammad, Ismail, Isa. And be proud of your name. Speak clearly that this is my name. And it must be written this way. And this is how you spell it. Make sure if there's any mistakes, rectify it. Alhamdulillah, in this country we have this privilege. Now, what is the duty of parents? What is the duty of parents? And so the duty of parents is, this hadith is in Musnad Bazzar. And I have written it here so that, mashallah, we have the benefit of listening to the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Arabic that came out from his blessed mouth. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an narrates, إِنَّ مِنْ حَقِّ الْوَلَدِي عَلَى الْوَالِدَانِ. Usually we hear of that only, you know, the parents expect that the child should be obedient and show respect to the parents. But here Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that parents also have a duty. Parents also have a duty to their children. And what is that first duty? يُحْسِنَ إِسْمَهُ, that they give that child a beautiful name. What do? They give that child a beautiful name. That is the first important duty, that you give your child a very beautiful name. Then, وَيُحْسِنَ أَدَبَهُ, then the parents should also teach the child adab. What should they do? Adab. And so for our first aim should be that we should give our children good names. What is it? Good names. Daughters also very, very good names. This is the hukam of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One must never ever forget this. If you don't know, take mashwara from the scholars. Ask them that, is this a good name? Should I keep this name? And only if it is a good name, keep that name. Otherwise, change that name. And why is good name very, very important? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Hazrat Abu Darda is the narrator. And this hadith is in Abu Dawood Sharif. إِنَّكُمْ تُدْعَوْنَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِأَسْمَائِكُمْ. On the day of Qiyamah, you will be called by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your names. On the day of Qiyamah, you will be called by your names. وَأَسْمَاءِ آبَائِكُمْ, and the names of your fathers. So in Islam, surname is not that important. Surname is not that important. And today we get very funny surnames, so, you know, subhanallah, I won't even mention any surnames. We don't want to go into that game again. إِنَّكُمْ تُدْعَوْنَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, you will be called by your name and the name of your fathers. So your names must be good names. Inshallah, we will look at how we should be selecting names. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَأَحْسِنُوا أَسْمَاءَكُمْ, make sure that the names you select are good names. The names you select are good names. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in this dunya, if you look at the history of the Arabs in Saudi Arabia at that time, the Hashimi tribe, if you look at the genealogy, then some of the names that they had chosen for themselves were completely un-Islamic. And so immediately when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, there was this revolution in names also. So I did mention in the last session, the brothers that were here, that we will look into some of the names. So for an example, their names were Abdul Uzza. What is it? The slave of Uzza. The slave of? Why? Because Uzza was an idol that they were worshipping. The Arabs would worship. So they named it Abdul Uzza. And then they would say Abdul Kaaba. Abdul Kaaba. Kaaba ke bande, because this was an honor for them. They would have the Kaaba. Abdul Shams. Abdul Shams. Shams in the Arabic language means the sun. So they would also worship the sun. And then they had names like Dhib. Dhib means wolf. And then Ghurab means a crow. And then Kalb. Kalb means a dog. A dog. And Asad means a lion. And a shark. And also a cheetah. So all of these names. Asi. A man who is a sinner. And Hazan means someone constricted. So these were names. Now why would they name themselves as a kalb, a beast, a dog, a shark? This was to cast fear in the hearts of the enemies. What was it? A snake. Hayya, hayyatun, snake. So that the enemies, when they were asked that, what is your name? By the name they would be scared of that person. Oh, he's like a lion, he's like a tiger. He's like a tiger, he's like a snake, like a shark. He's going to bite us immediately. So there was a man who came, talking about biting, a man who came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam from the time of Banu Shikra, Banu. And he said to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Nabi of Allah, this is my slave that I have bought. Can you give him a good name? Can you give him a good name? This was in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, some tribes that came along. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, okay, what is his name? And it was said his name was Asram. What was his name? Asram. Asram. Alif, Saad, Ra and Meem. Asram, which means the one who bites a lot. The one who bites a lot. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Asram, I'm changing it to Zura. I'm changing it to, but look at Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then he said to the master, that person, okay, I've changed it to Zura, but tell me, this slave, what work is he going to do for you? He says, O Nabi of Allah, he will be looking after my sheeps, tending the sheeps and my animals. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that I'm changing it again from Zura to Asim. To? Asim. Now look at Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam's zat, how intelligent he was. That even names meant a lot to him. And this means protection of your iman. It means protection of your iman. And guidelines have been given to us. Like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the best name to his Nabi Muhammad. Muhammad. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ahabbul asma'i ilallah. The most beloved name to Allah are two. Abdul Rahman and Abdullah. What is it? Abdul Rahman and Abdullah. So these are the two most beloved names to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Tasammu bi asma'il anbiya. This hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tasammu bi asma'il anbiya. Name your children after the prophets. Name your children after the prophets. This again is very important. So one of the names of the children of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Ibrahim. Jazakallah. And he said, I have named my son Ibrahim after my father. And so what do we do in the Asian culture? Enunam Ibrahim rakho dada nunamatu. What do we say? Iske dada ka naam tha Ibrahim. Are bhai. Iska naam rakho Ishaq, dada ka naam tha. Somebody has passed away, put his name. No. Why are you making this intention? Even the name that dada was given must be after a Nabi. So your intention should be right. That the name we give is because it is a name given to who? Hazrat Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. So Allah's Nabi chose Ibrahim and he said, I am naming my son after my father Ibrahim alayhi salam. He could say that. After my father Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Now we see amongst the Muslim community, there are many good names that we choose like Yusuf, Ibrahim, Yunus. Sadly, we don't have amongst the Muslim community names like Hud and Lut. Because Hud and Lut are also names of Anbiya. Al-Yasa', Nuh, beautiful names. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, name your children after Anbiya. And Nuh alayhi salam is a Nabi. Lut alayhi salam is a Nabi. Hud alayhi salam is a Nabi. Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam. And so we must also make sure that when we keep the names, we keep them after the names of Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam. Also names that are from the Asma'ul Husna, that are names from the Asma'ul Husna. Insha'Allah ta'ala, in another session, we will look into this topic also, that how we should keep our Muslim names and give names to our children. After the name Muhammad, another name that is given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the name Ahmad. What is the name? Ahmad. That is the name that is given to our beloved Nabi, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Ahmad has just walked in, mashaAllah. Nek Fali. Bhai, don't look at him. Look at me, bhai. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometimes when he would talk, and he saw Sahal coming in. What did he say? So he said, mashaAllah, Sahal has walked. What is it? And Sahal means something that is easy. Something that is easy. So this was also the sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so, Ahmad, this name is given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this name is mentioned in the Quran by a great Nabi. By a great Nabi. And the name of that Nabi is Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam mentioned the name Ahmad in the Quran and referring only to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now if I say something to you, it might be a joke and I want you to laugh also. The Qadianis say that Isa alayhi salam took the name Ahmad here. That was Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. Subhanallah. How people play with the Quran. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. The guy who died in the toilet. Astaghfirullah. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad. Anybody. Bas. Tawbah astaghfirullah. Allah give hidayat to people. And you see, kufr is spreading. What is it? Kufr is spreading. Now in Surah Saf, very clearly, this great Nabi speaks of this great Nabi who is going to come, Ahmad. What is it? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Because in the Bible, it is mentioned that Isa alayhi salam says that this Nabi that will come, whose name is Ahmad, Muhammad, he will also speak about me. What will he do? He will also speak about me. And so you will see in the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so many hadith that Allah's Nabi speaks about Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala is the narrator. He says that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am the closest Nabi to Isa alayhi salam in this dunya and also in the hereafter. In this dunya and also in the hereafter. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that we the messengers come in this dunya and all of the prophets are stepbrothers. What are they? Stepbrothers. The mothers are different. But all of the prophets are stepbrothers. These are the words of Huzur alayhi salam. But the religion is one. The mission is one. Every Nabi came and he said, worship Allah Pak. What is it? Worship Allah. Because nobody in this dunya can live forever. Nobody. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that a Nabi would pass away, then another Nabi would come from a different mother. But the message is one. So we are stepbrothers, all of them. And he speaks of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah's Nabi says that I am so close to this Nabi that between Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Isa, Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, no other Nabi has come. No other Nabi came. The last Nabi before Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam is Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And so if you look at Surah Saf, it's a very beautiful chapter of the Quran, just 2.5 sides. And so here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of two great prophets. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ لِمَ تُؤْذُونَنِي. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to his qawm, to his people, Banu Israel, why do you people harass me? Why do you people harass me? وَقَدْ تَعْلَمُونَ أَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. When you people even know that I am the Nabi of Allah, but why do you harass me? And he said to them that immediately desist and stop from this behavior. But they didn't. They didn't. The Banu Israel. And then Allah says, فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. They chose to be crooked. They chose to be crooked. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala twisted their hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala twisted their hearts. This is about Musa alayhi salam. After speaking about Musa alayhi salam, then comes Isa alayhi salam. And this ayat is very important, especially nowadays, my respected brothers, for us to understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ. And when Isa, the son of Maryam, said, يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, O children of Israel, إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ مُصَدِّقًا. I am the messenger of Allah. I am the messenger of Allah that testifies to the Torah that was revealed before me. That testifies to the Torah that was revealed before me. Musaddiqan lima bayna yaday. That means, musaddiq means I verify that this was the book that was revealed. And then he says, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ. And now I am giving you glad tidings. He said to the entire Christian community that was there, as Jesus, his title was Christ. So he said, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ. I am telling you that after me, glad tidings, a Rasul will come. Understand, he did not say a Nabi. What did he say? Rasul, the greatest Rasul. يَأْتِي مِن بَعْدِ. He will come after me. Ismuhu Ahmad. What will his name be? Ahmad. Understand? So who took this name? Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. And these are the two main names given to Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After Muhammad is his name, Ahmad. Now, this name Ahmad, that was given to Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is a slight difference in the meaning. Very similar. Muhammad means the one who is praiseworthy. What is it? Praiseworthy. The one who is praiseworthy. So when you say Muhammad, you are actually praising Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ahmad means the one who excels in praising. So he is praising someone. So there is no one that is like him when it comes to praising. So what it means, the scholars have mentioned, even in the heavens, the name that was given to the Malaika to recognize Huzur alayhi salam is Ahmad. What is it? Ahmad. That in case the angels who are always worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they should not even feel that we are superior and that we are always praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave them a name, Ahmad, so that even the malaika understand that there is no one in the creation of Allah that has praised Allah like Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what Ahmad means is that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that person who has praised Allah the most. Who has praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. That is why the banner of Hamd, Liwa'ul Hamd, the banner of Hamd, praising Allah, will be given to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. And also Maqame Mahmood, Maqame Mahmood. That station is also given to our beloved Nabi, Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now some of you are tired, but very, very quickly, we've looked at the Quran, where the Quran speaks of the coming of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and this glad tidings was given by Hazrat Isa Alayhi Salam. Which surah is it? Surah Saf, 28 para. And now, if I didn't want to bring the Bible, I've just written it here so that you can understand. Clearly even today, Hazrat Isa Alayhi Salam spoke about the coming of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam. So if you look at the New Testament, John chapter 14, verse 15 and 16, like how we have surahs. So this surah is John 14, and ayat is 15 and 16. Ayat number, verse 15, 16. Isa alayhi salam said to the Jews, if you love me, now this is a translation, remember. This is a translation which is in a different language. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. So in another words, what he is saying, Isa alayhi salam, that if you truly love me, you will make sure that you understand my Sharia, as in what I have taught you, my commandments, what I am giving you the message. And I will pray to the Father. Now this is a translation in English. Remember, Banu Israel would call the Creator Allah Ab in respect as Father. What is it? Father. This was in their language. That Ab was for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what they were used to. So he is saying to them in their language, I will pray and he will give you another counselor. What will he give you? Another counselor. Now the question is, who is this counselor? Who is this counselor that will come when we know that there is no other Nabi that came after Hazrat Isa alayhi salam? Again in John 14, 25, 26, Isa alayhi salam is saying, these things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the counselor, and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is saying, the counselor that will come, he is saying that he is the Holy Spirit. What is it? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit means that the soul in Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam is muqaddas. What is it? The ruh of the counselor, the last Nabi, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that is very, very holy, as in, as a mark of respect. Whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring you to remembrance all that I have said to you. So he will speak to you about what I have taught you. And then John 16:7, he says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. That even Isa alayhi salam here did not say that death will come to me. What is it? Death will come to me. He says, it is better for me that I go away. For if I don't go away, the counselor will not come to you. The counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. If I go, I will send him to you. And this was the tartib. Now, if you look at the word counselor that has been translated in from the Greek manuscripts, the word in Greek is paraklete. What is it? Paraklete. But what happens is that when the Christian community found out that the word paraklete means the praised one, what does it mean? The praised one. And this became very obvious, that this will open up the road for the Muslims. That if they were to say paraklete means the praised one, which is the exact translation of Muhammad and Ahmed, because both come from the same root word, then everybody shall enter the fold of Islam. So this will be a big hit. So these, they were the masters when it came to altering and changing the book, the Ahl-e Kitab. So what they did is that they changed and used other names to describe paraklete. So paraklete means the praised one. So instead what they did is that they gave it four translations. In some Bible, it is translated as the Comforter. Who will come? The Comforter. And in some Bible, it is translated as the Intercessor. And in some Bible, it is translated as the Spirit of the Truth. The Spirit of the Truth. And of course, in some translation, it is called the Counselor. Well, whatever the case, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Isa alayhi salam, spoke of him in the Quran, clearly also to his people, and even today in the Greek manuscripts, where all of these paragraphs have been mentioned in John 14, 15, 16, 25, 26, 16, and then ayat 7, wherever Paraclete comes, it means that it is translated as Muhammad. What is it? If you were going to translate Paraclete in the Arabic language, it can only be Muhammad. It can only be Muhammad. But sadly, Allahu Akbar, Allah gives hidayat to whom He wills. Allah gives hidayat to whom He wills. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us hidayat. And so this again is a very important name of our beloved Nabi Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Mujtaba sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just for us to understand that his name is Muhammad, wa ana Muhammad, wa ana Ahmad, he said, and I am also Ahmad. So the people recognize Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Muhammad and also Ahmad, and Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam spoke to his people and he said that after me, Ahmad will come. And so this is a translation of Paraclete. What is it? Paraclete. Isko zehen mein yaad rakhe. Kabhi kabhi ye baatein kya hai? Insan ko kaam aa jati hai. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq. Inshallah, just for a few minutes, if you can close your eyes and meditate and do muraqabah, just for a few minutes, inshallah, it will be of great benefit. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا